Right now, 6:18, time for the Observation Deck and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. Fascinated by nature. Nature is lit, bro. Nature's totally cray. And I have some stories of animals doing the craziest things. So it's a new segment I like to call Animals Do the Craziest Things.
Okay.
Good morning.
So we start off in the world of orcas, or killer whales. Remember at SeaWorld there was a famous killer whale named Shampoo?
Shamu.
No.
There was another one that had a name I can't remember right now. You guys remember it?
Tillycum.
Tillycum does what?
You heard me. Used to talk about that stupid whale every day.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I'd never even mentioned his name. Oh. But, yeah.
Tillycum.
Killed two people, I believe.
That before, worked at
before
SeaWorld?
They gave him the electric chair. I don't know how he died. You remember how Tillycum died? Like, they never did take justice on him.
They put him back in the ocean?
I can't remember. But this crazy behavior has been observed in orcas now. They documented it, got it on video. How they handled their food. They've been known to play with their food. And in this video, you can see the female orca holding a sunfish steady by its tail. The sunfish's tail, holding it in the orca's mouth. And then the male orca goes like half a mile away and just starts full blast heading towards this sunfish. And sunfish are big. They're like 2,000 pounds. So we're talking about a sizable fish. And right before the male orca gets to them, the female orca lets go of the sunfish so she doesn't get hurt and kind of backs away. And then the male orca rams it full speed and it explodes.
Oh my God.
That's pretty hardcore.
How fast is that orca going? That male orca? Like a million miles an hour?
Going 11 kilonauts an hour.
It's water, so we have to use different terms. Kilonauts.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it was very fast.
Yeah.
Enough to explode a ton fish.
That's amazing.
Fish that weighed a ton. So, and they don't know whether they're doing this for a practical reason, like just to make it into smaller parts so a baby orca can also eat from it, you know? It's like cutting up their food, basically. Or whether they do it for fun, because orcas are known for just playing with their food. Orcas also will hunt animals bigger than themselves.
Dang.
I know. And they're so cute. You know, I don't know whether nature, it must be an evolution thing or something, but they developed this pattern on their skin that looks like a Braniff airline jet or something. Southwest jet.
Southwest. Braniff is a little outdated. No,
but which came
Southwest
first?
Painted a plane like
Shampoo.
Yeah.
Okay. But sunfish are the species most commonly hunted and eaten by orcas. The other species of fish most eaten by orcas is seals. So, you ever seen a seal getting...
Oh, yeah.
...taken by an orca? It's violent. And they'll play with them a lot. You ever see that? Orcas are so evil. And we always consider them these cute, cuddly creatures that we want to take our kids to see. That's ridiculous. So we had that. Then we had something that happened in New Mexico, which I believe, Craig, you vacationed there for a little bit of your vacation, didn't you? Did you see the bear on top of a light pole?
I did.
Utility pole.
After I told my bear story, some P1s sent me this yesterday.
Okay, so that is real. That looks so...
You think it does look a little fake.
Fake, yeah.
So it was posted on X. It was even reshared by the U.S. Department of the Interior, which is a organization, a department that always kind of confused me when I was a kid. Department of the Interior.
Sounds real official.
So it means that it's no states that border the Atlantic or the Pacific or the Gulf, right? It's just governs, it has to do with the states that are on the interior of the U.S.
What about states that border Canada or Mexico?
Yeah, it doesn't count those either. So they don't have anything to do with those states.
Hmm.
Yeah, just the interior of the U.S. So they shared this video as well. But a traveler was driving down a highway in New Mexico in rural Gladstone. You know where that is?
No.
Since you're such a New Mexico expert.
I don't.
And drives by, driving on the highway, looks at the telephone poles or the electric poles that were next to it. And these are looks like the old wooden kind of creosote poles. And there's a bear sitting on top of this pole. And it's up there hanging on the kind of the cross member. So it's almost like a Christian cross up there. And the bear's hanging on the cross member. And so he calls 911. The traveler does.
Oh.
No, not the bear.
Okay.
Says, I'm calling to report a bear on top of a light pole. And the operator says, yeah, you're calling about the... Yeah, we've already got some calls about this. And she said, I've already called Game and Fish, and they said there's nothing they can do. Which means Game and Fish was trying to finish a tuna sandwich or something. And they were like,
what? He's up.
He's on a utility pole? What's the... I don't know. What question could I ask? What's the diameter of the utility pole? It's about 12 inches. Oh, yeah. Well, there's nothing we can do. So, anyway, thank you.
We good.
We good.
How would you get a bear down, though?
Well, the operator told the guy that was calling said, hey, look, there's nothing we can do because if a wildlife professional tranquilizes that bear,
it's going to die.
It could die from the fall.
Yeah.
And so that's why they weren't intervening, was for the bear's benefit.
Okay, what about a trampoline? They dart it, and then it lands on the trampoline, then you have another trampoline to catch
you
that
jump.
You
need a secondary and tertiary trampoline so it can bounce in succession and decreasing bounce heights.
Very elaborate, trampoline. Very Nathan for you.
So they were doing it to save the bear's life. But tragically, the bear died sometime later.
Yeah.
The New Mexican Department of Fish and Wildlife informed the media that despite the best efforts of local authorities, not only they didn't make any efforts.
No.
The animal was fatally electrocuted before it could have been helped. And we didn't. Yeah, there's the sound of the electrocution.
Oh, God. Poor bear.
Yeah. But this has happened before. In 2021, there was another bear that got stuck on top of a utility pole in Arizona, but it was safely rescued.
What do you think makes them go up these poles? Do they see a bird up there they want to eat? Or why are they climbing? They get scared?
Pole dancing?
No.
Yeah. Gone awry?
Does a big truck scare them and they run up the pole?
So pour some sugar on me starts and the bear just can't handle the urges it gets to pole dance?
Yeah, so much for the... climbing the tree to get away from the bear.
There is no way that Def Leppard song's still being played in strip clubs.
100% it is, I bet.
Really?
How could it not be?
What are the newer strip club songs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm because sure they have a lot of rap and stuff.
It
but
can't
I bet
always
they...
be Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue and Pour Some Sugar on Me. Remember we had what was it, the String Quartet strip club? What was that scenario that we had one time?
Classical music.
That's the strip clubs from the 1700s.
Yeah, where George Washington and Thomas Jefferson went.
Yeah, to blow off a little steam. Because, you know, the Revolution was taking its toll.
Yeah, they had quartets playing Sugar on Me.
And they had a quartet playing Pour Some Sugar on Me as this woman undressed for about 3 hours trying to get down to bare skin.
Taking off her 1 million long skirts.
anyway.
Well, that's sad.
It is. It's very sad.
Just sad.
I'm kind of this show's grizzly man.
What?
Now that I had a semi-encounter with a bear on vacation. So I feel for this bear.
Yeah. Huh.
I think I know
so
better.
So you're just like a guy who lived with the bears for years on end.
Yes, because I lived with a bear on vacation.
Because you almost had an encounter with a bear.
Aren't you proud of me?
I'm so proud of
you. Because I almost had an encounter.
Courage.
I don't know if I've ever seen a bear in the wild.
Oh, I have.
I haven't either.
I have several times. I told you about the time I saw one on a bike ride in Colorado going up Independence Pass and it crossed the road right in front of me.
And was it a sow?
What is that? A mom?
Oh, God. Yes.
It's a mom.
Mommy.
It crossed the road probably 75 feet in front of me. I slammed on my brakes, although I was going uphill, so I'm not going very fast. It stopped, turned, got on its hind legs, stared at me. I turned my bike around, pointing it downhill, figuring I needed to make a getaway.
There's no way you could get away. I think
how
fast do you think you could have gone?
Well, downhill you can go pretty fast.
So can a bear.
Yeah, what if
not
he got
faster
on a
what if he
bike?
Has what if he has a different bike?
What if he has a Peugeot?
On a bike, you could go stop saying
that's the
Peugeot.
Only one he knew.
I know. You can go 50 miles an hour on a bike downhill, so I could have gotten away from him. But I looked at him over my shoulder, and then
he would have cussed at you the last few yards, raising his fist.
Then he just got back down on all fours and walked off to the other side of the road. And then I waited for a car to come along and rode alongside it, just in case he was waiting for me in the bushes.
Yeah, you're lucky, because if it was a sow with... What do you call bear cubs? Kittens?
Yes.
No. Cubs.
I think they're guppies.
Bear cubs are called guppies.
I also
what do you call children bear?
Cubs.
Cubs.
Okay.
I also saw
more official name than that.
Grizzlies in the wild at Denali National Park in Alaska.
Really?
Yes. That was at a great distance.
Those are the ones you don't mess with. Like, black bears are fairly gentle.
Yes.
Right? They can be taught to ride a unicycle and stuff.
Right. Now,
that is kind of amazing.
Yeah. Who was the first guy who said, you know what? I don't know if this bear is wild or not, but I want to teach it to ride a unicycle. Of all the activities in the world that I want to teach a wild animal to do. I want to teach a bear to ride a unicycle.
I really had to take some patience to do that.
Do you think that guy's family at least said, why don't you try teaching a human to ride a unicycle first?
I can't even do that.
I also saw a bear in this part of New Mexico. I looked up where this poor bear climbed the telephone pole or the electric pole. Very close to this area, highway going to Clayton, New Mexico, saw a bear crossing the highway, and all the cars were stopping, looking, taking pictures.
Not getting out of the car, though.
No,
really.
Slowing down, looking at it. So I'm telling you, I'm the grizzly man of this show.
I've never seen one in the wild. That's pretty awesome.
He got what he deserved.
They're going to say that about me one day.
The worst eulogy ever was from that guy in that documentary.
We need to carve out time to listen to that
listen to that audio again?
Yes.
I don't think he had any special powers or anything.
Special powers. And he didn't even say that.
I think the bears just thought
you're
he
the
was...
one who led us astray on that. I think the bears just thought he... I think the guy said...
Yeah, he used a really hard...
Socially...
Yeah.
Retreaded.
Okay, I promise to the world we're going to listen to that full thing next week.
Because can't wait!
I don't know, there's not much that makes me laugh harder.
Zero bedside manner in talking about a very delicate story about
no
when
empathy
he
for
arrived on the scene
grizzly
of
man.
Two people that had been murdered by a bear.
He was the helicopter pilot, right?
Yeah, he was supposed to get
them out
there.
Feel sorry for the girl.
I mean, I guess I felt sorry for that girl.
Okay, package...
Went up there. We got about four garbage bags full of people.
Package. And I swear to the P1s, we do this next week.
All right.